This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. France's top constitutional authority on Thursday approved a COVID pass that limits access to cafes, restaurants, and inner-city trains and planes to people who have been vaccinated or tested negative for the virus. The controversial pass will become standard beginning Monday and has sparked mass protests, with critics accusing President Emmanuel Macron of running a health dictatorship. But the Constitutional Court said the restrictions voted by Parliament last month represented a, quote, balanced trade-off between public health concerns and personal freedom. The biggest change concerns restaurants, which now will have to turn away patrons who fail to produce the health pass. Visitors to some shopping centers and department stores in France will also need the pass, as will visitors to hospitals or care homes and people seeking non-urgent medical care. Protests against the health pass assembled around 200,000 people across France last Saturday, and organizers have called for more demonstrations this weekend. Venezuela's central bank announced Thursday it will slash six zeros off its inflation-battered currency, the bolivar, to make it easier to use. The change will take effect October 1st, with the issue of new currency notes called the digital bolivar. It's the third time in 13 years that Venezuela has used such a measure amid the worst economic crisis in its modern era. In August 2018, the government lopped five zeros off its banknotes, having taken off three in 2008. In 2018, the government replaced the so-called strong bolivar with the sovereign bolivar. The once wealthy oil producer is enduring its fourth year of hyperinflation and its eighth year of recession. From January through May, prices rose 265%. Inflation was almost at 3,000% in 2020 and 9,000% the year before. This is VOA News.